And welcome to another episode of Gopher Gridiron Radio. I'm Luke Buer.
And I am GopherIllustrated.com publisher Ryan Burns. We welcome you guys to this live edition here at Stubbinerbs.
Yes. All right. Thanks, everybody, for coming out. Thanks for supporting the Chair Trophy. Real quick, want to make sure that we highlight some of the history of the Chair Trophy because, one, I think it's fascinating. All right. So how did the Chair Trophy start? Anybody here familiar with Elon Musk's Twitter? Okay, yes. The Goldie Gopher tweeted at Faux Pelini something to the effect of, what are we going to play for this game in 2014? Well, he said something to the effect of $5 and a bits of broken chair. Well, the random users of Twitter and Reddit came together and created a mock-up of that trophy. That trophy now exists in a physical form, and Goldie tweeted a photo before the game, and guess what? The Gophers played for the first time in 2014. The score ended up being 28-24. Ryan's very good friend, Brian Bowdy Calhoun.
I miss him, man.
He made a phenomenal play.
Yep,
I don't know if you guys are old enough to even know that famous play. Do you guys know that famous play?
Yeah.
Were you in 2014? Were you sophomores in high school?
I was a freshman.
Yeah, I forget because these guys have been here for so long. You're so old.
Yeah.
You're almost as old as our favorite 40-year-old insurance agent who plays quarterback for the team, right?
All right, we should mention, since this might be published, we're not sure, Chris Ottman-Bell and Brevin Spanford are joining us for this live edition. I'm very excited to have you guys with us. We'll get into some more details later. But, okay, 2014, the Gophers win. They claim the trophy. It was paraded around Williams Arena. I know because I saw it with my own eyes over Goldie's head.
So the university actually acknowledged it.
Well, if Goldie Gopher is a part of the university, at some point they acknowledge it.
Okay, well, that's
2015
good.
Nebraska wins. We don't want to talk about that, but their then coach Mike Riley there's a prominent photo of him. And then in 2016, the trophy disappears.
What happens the next year?
Well, in 2017, RCFB, which is a Reddit subreddit, came back and brought the trophy back. The great people here, Chelsea and Mary. I'm so bad at names. Like, this isn't just a bit. Like, I can't pronounce.
It took you 6 years to pronounce Mohammed Ibrahim's name.
I still get it wrong every episode.
Yeah.
Okay. So now we're raising money for Team Jack and Casey O'Brien's Team 1-4, raising money for the Infusion Center at the University of Minnesota Masonic Children's Hospital. That's why literally every single one of us is here is to support the fundraising effort. So with that, we're excited to have Chris and Brevin with us. And we have a pop quiz for you guys, mostly because you're student athletes, right? So in school, you learn that there are no bad questions, but I want to let you know that there are only bad questions on this pop quiz. This pop quiz will be graded, so don't take it lightly, okay? And you will receive a grade at the end. Deal? Okay, microphones close to your mouth. Ryan and I are going to bounce some pop quiz questions off of you.
The first question, when you're taking notes, is it digitally or do you actually write it down? Brevin first.
I'm a big digital guy. I'm on my laptop.
Chris?
Handwritten, writing down.
All right. Are you guys more TV or movie guys?
Definitely movies.
Movies.
Movies. Okay, movies. All right.
All right, now we're going to talk a little Mel Kiper. How strange, or I guess, what would you prefer Mel Kiper to refer to your hips as? Fluid or elastic?
Definitely fluid.
Fluid. Nowhere near elastic. So. Fluid for sure.
All right. Are you guys earbud or headphone over the ears kind of guys?
Earbud.
I'm over the ears. I need my ears blasted with music. So.
All right.
Is it Beats by Dre or another company?
I need a pair of the new Apple ones, but for right now, Beats by Dre.
Brev?
I like the Apple corded. The corded ones.
Okay.
When you wear socks, is it high socks or low socks?
It depends on my mood.
It depends on the weather.
Okay. All right. Hold on. It depends on your mood?
Yeah.
Is it like if you're a little angry, you go high socks, but if you're a little sad, we're going to wear some low cut?
If I'm a little happy, we'll go low. If I'm a little like in between, in the middle, we'll go like little middle class.
When did that start? Because I have so many more questions that we're going to ask here. Off the pot, mood-related socks is something I didn't think I was going to learn today.
It just depends on, you know, the weather, how I'm feeling, whether I'm happy or sad.
All right. I can respect that. All right. So Would Todd McShay say you have wiggle?
So you have what?
Wiggle. Wiggle. Do you guys? Would he say you have wiggle?
Pretty just straightforward.
Probably not.
I don't have. Probably I don't have any. I don't have.
No, okay, so no when wiggle. You're hurdling guys against Penn State, that doesn't have wiggle.
That's not
to
wiggle.
It.
Maybe right. Wiggle for my size or something like that.
When you eat pizza, do you want triangles or squares?
Squares.
Yeah, I knew he was going to say squares.
Why are you so adamant about that?
I'm a thin crust type guy.
Yeah.
So like,
because you're from the Chicago area?
Domino, like Domino's right there, or like any pizza place, I need thin crust and squares.
That's unacceptable.
Is that because of where you're from or what?
It's just who I am.
All right. Brevi, squares are...
That's unacceptable to me, because whenever we try to order pizza, I got to get thin crust for him, and we can't ever split a pizza.
You can never split it. Oh, I get it. I get it. Okay, next. Chicken wings, bone-in or boneless?
Bone-in.
Bone-in.
Oh.
It's not chicken. It's not chicken.
It's a chicken nugget.
I was going to ask, my follow-up question is, if it's a boneless wing, is it just a chicken nugget?
It's a chicken nugget, for
okay.
sure.
Okay.
Got to get the
with
hands
those, with those wings, are you going to dip them? And if so, is it going to be blue cheese or ranch?
Ranch.
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 Why were they? Why were you so quick to answer that? What's wrong with blue cheese?
If you eat blue cheese, we gotta find some help.
Yeah. Blue cheese is not it.
All right, if we're having tacos, is it gonna be hard shell or soft shell?
Soft shell. We had this debate the other day.
He ate three hard shell tacos. And like it was nothing.
Now, people can't see this, but Chris is adamantly pointing his finger at Brevin. And I know that Brevin just leaned forward in his chair, and he's got some thoughts and feelings to share.
I had some hard shell tacos, but I also had some soft shell.
Why do you think you have to defend yourself for eating hard shell tacos right now?
Because he always think he right. So I got to make sure he know he not always right.
Chris, is it an age thing that you think like after the age of 14 you can't have hard shell tacos? Or why are you so adamant about this?
If you eat hard shell tacos as well, we need to find some hope.
All right. This is a really hard hitting one, maybe a little philosophical. But is milk with cereal a soup?
Whoa.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, ever. Well, I'm just saying.
Is it soup?
I mean, if it was soup, it would be soup.
Why okay. is it cereal?
I mean, if you view milk as like a broth, I guess.
Okay.
I've never heard of that. Is a hot dog a sandwich?
No.
Because why? If you're going to have it's takes on this podcast and Stubborn Herbs tonight, I'm going to need thoughts and feelings.
You can say it's a form of sandwich. Like when you eat a sub, like it's a sub sandwich. It's
right.
kind of similar to that.
It can't be a sandwich.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
Night owl. Yeah.
So all right. how different does that alarm hit at 5:55 for 6 a.m. workouts?
If you love it, if you love what you're doing, you're going to get up regardless. But I'm definitely...
Exactly.
I dislike the mornings, definitely. I'm not a morning guy. It takes me about a couple minutes to get going before we start anything at the facility. So definitely a night owl.
All right. I need you to complete the following phrase, okay? Duck, duck,
goose.
Blank.
Gray duck.
Oh.
Gray duck.
From Illinois, man. I'm...
Had you ever heard of gray duck before you came to Minnesota?
Nothing.
So when Brevin said that for the first time, what was the look you gave him?
Yeah. Like, bro, what?
No, I'm going to need you to show them the next one.
Oh, yeah.
Because
okay.
we're going to have them enunciate that. How
this,
do you
this
pronounce
this word right here? GIF. How do you pronounce that
it's
word?
It's a GIF.
GIF.
All right.
I used to say GIF though, but it's a GIF.
It's a GIF. It's a okay, GIF. I respect that.
Toilet paper, over or under?
Over.
You really have strong opinions. Like quickly, I respect that.
Yeah, definitely.
The fact that you're wavering makes me think you're kind of like a psychopath. Because either you know it's going. Are you an under guy?
Whatever way it rolls down.
How do
man,
you not? How do you have a strong opinion on tacos but not toilet paper?
That's what I'm saying. He pick and choose his battles.
Okay. Favorite color, maroon or gold?
Maroon.
All right.
Now, this is going to be controversial, especially for Chris. LeBron?
LeBron.
LeBron.
Or Michael Jordan?
LeBron James.
I'm sorry. LeBron.
All and right. you're from.
I know my dad here. I'm sorry, Dad. It's LeBron. He's from Chicago.
A lot of you guys got to witness Mike, but LeBron is just my Mike, so I just got to go with LeBron. So.
All right. Are you a guac person or a salsa person?
More salsa. Of a salsa.
Salsa.
So you agree that guacamole is one of the most overrated condiments out there?
It's no just point don't really, it.
There's no taste to it, right?
Not a lot
it's
of
like
taste.
Like sour cream.
I don't want to discredit any good guacamoles because I'm sure there's some out there, though.
But you just haven't had it yet. And
yeah, I just haven't had that.
Well, I forget how old you are because you're a fifth year and Chris is a sixth year. So you guys are, what, 25 and 26?
Just keep the old jokes at him.
Yeah. I'm about 29.
All right, we got a couple left. Netflix or Hulu?
Ooh. I've been watching a lot of Hulu lately, but I feel like Netflix will forever be.
All right,
bigger.
So what have you been binging on Hulu?
I've been watching The Patient with Steve Carell. It's a new show on there.
All right.
Are you a comedy guy then?
It's not really a comedy. It's a pretty sad.
Oh, jeez. Oh,
it's a pretty sad show.
I guess but. I'm going to turn the mic off for the rest of the night then. I heard Steve Carell and I made assumptions.
Yeah, you did.
Brevin?
I'm going to go with Hulu. I've been watching Reboot. It's a new show on there with like Johnny Knoxville and
plus Rick and Morty too. So
yeah, Rick and Morty's on Hulu too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I have to check that out. All right, last but not least, mobile phone, Android or iOS?
iOS.
iOS.
Whew, thank you.
I'm team Google Pixel.
I know you
I can't
are.
Stand. I cannot stand Apple products.
You got a Google Pixel?
I haven't had a Google phone since 2014. Don't you look at me like I'm a you're a sad disappointed
every
father.
Every time he messages me and it pops up green, it's so frustrating.
You aren't in any group chats. You're ruining group chats.
I did get excommunicated from a group chat.
Yeah. Exactly.
As you should.
You deserved it.
As you should. All right. Let's get into this. All right. So, Brevin, you come from the Great Central Lakes Conference, much like we talked about it. My dad coaches basketball, right?
Yeah.
So he remembers all 37 points you put up against them. You know.
Yep.
All right. So when you came in, Ryan was gushing about you as a player, and I have to admit, but I need to know: are you aware that you've been his player crush since the day you signed?
I don't know that how comfortable I feel that you say player crush in front of him.
I just have to say. He spends more time talking about you on this podcast as the breakout player, or he has so high expectations. Like, do you know that you've been his player crush that long?
I am. And
he can vouch.
Colorado, I dropped a pass, and I made sure I hit him on Twitter, and I told him I'd never let it happen again. I'm sorry. I told him I was so sorry that I let him down.
All right.
I'm just, I don't even know what to say to that. I don't like being gaslit on this podcast. I don't like being gaslit in person here.
All right, maybe a little bit more seriously. Brevin, take us through the life of a football player. So right now you have a lot of things, a lot of responsibilities, class, homework, practice, treatment, film, study, meetings, lifting, what have you. What is a day in the life in a game week?
What time are you getting up to what time are you actually closing your eyes? What are you doing in between?
So my alarm every day during the game week is 5:50 and 6. I usually get to the facility a little bit before 6:15 every day. And then we have all of our football stuff till about like noon. Try to get some extra ball drills and hit the sauna after practice and stuff like that. And then I have school stuff or kicking it with my teammates the rest of the day.
Now, with Chris out, you've been the leading receiver the last few weeks. And so when you look at kind of how things have trended with you now in your fifth year and finally me writing about you for 4 years has finally paid off with you leading the team in receptions. And again, you know that makes my heart flutter in a little bit different way, which again, I don't know how I feel about saying that, looking him directly in the eyes 5 feet from me. But when you look at how it's kind of come together for you this year, what do you think you attribute that to?
Just my teammates. Obviously, it was a really hard thing seeing Chris go down, but he's a tremendous leader and a tremendous person, and my brother. So obviously, that really hurt me a lot. But he told me I gotta be the guy and I gotta step up. And so every time I'm out there, I'm playing for him and playing for the rest of my teammates.
Now, Chris, you know, we saw what happened. Obviously, in the non-conference, you go down, you're out for the season, applying for a medical redshirt and whatnot, but. You know, PJ lets his players speak for themselves in terms of their injuries. So when you look at what happened in that game and how that next 24 hours unfolded, what was it like for you?
It was almost like a movie, kind of. I knew exactly what I did as soon as I went down and grabbed my leg.
Are you comfortable saying what happened to your knee?
Yeah.
So was it an ACL or what was it?
Oh, yeah, it was ACL, meniscus, that type of thing. Tore the whole knee up. I knew exactly what it was as soon as it happened. I got back to the facility. They told me I got all my tears out, and I was just like, all right, it's just time to go to work and rehab. I can't go back and change anything. I can't go back and, you know, wish time away. I can't back forward and things. So I just continue to pray each day and take every step day by day and take in the small victories.
Now, again, Mo went down with a season-ending injury last year. Now he's obviously playing well. But, like, how much did Mo kind of come to you maybe after that injury, and how much did you lean on him, considering you both suffer season-ending injuries?
A lot. I lean on, like, a lot of my guys on the team, whether it was Josh, Ani, all the ACL guys, Josh, Ani, Clay, Braylon, a lot of the guys, especially Mo with his Achilles. But I leaned on everyone, especially Mo. He gave me a book. I played a game with Mo every day. We played the new Call of Duty. We just vibe, and he just keeps my spirits up. He's one of those guys you can stay around, and he can just get a smile out of you each time. So I appreciate him a lot.
All right, so you just recently did a podcast with Mike Grimm. It was fantastic. If you have your mobile device, search for that podcast. Chris was fantastic. You're really, really open and kind of vulnerable, you know, in what you're going through. And I'm just curious if you'd be willing to talk a little bit more about, you know, how you're managing, like, your mental health, because, you know, what you've gone through is very challenging and very difficult. And I really appreciated how you were willing to be open and honest about that with Mike.
Definitely, man. It's just always about keeping faith. With my injury, yeah, I have a bum knee. I missed the season, but it can always be way worse than what it is. I'm not starving. I'm not homeless. I'm not going through anything. No, really, like, just crazy, like, just ending. So it can always be better than what it is, man. And just continue to have faith each and every day. Keep pushing and just be alive and just be happy to be here.
I mean, PJ talks a lot about having a lot of mental health resources for you guys. So when something like that happens, or you're just having a tough time with anything in life, what are the kind of mental health things that they have for you guys as football players?
We have a bunch of, like, just sports psych things you can go to. You can talk to Dr. Carly, our trainers. I lean, for me, when things get rough and hard times come, I lean on my brothers. I pray a lot. I go talk to Dr. Carly. And I just continue to meditate and just read books and just clear my mind. But they have a bunch of huge mental health stuff for us. They help us in all ways, and not just football here at this program. They help us in all areas of our life. So
Brev, again, you as a fifth-year guy, how much do you kind of encourage the younger guys that if you're going through something, there are resources available?
Yeah, just making sure that those guys know that they have older guys to come talk to whenever they need anything. Like Ryan was saying, Coach Flex's door is always open. You can always go and talk to him whenever you need. So that's awesome to have a coach that supports you like that. But just making sure the young guys, you know, have older guys to look up to and lean on, because I know that I had that when I was making my way through the program. So,
all right, Chris. You opened the door when you talked to Mike Grimm about it yesterday, and I'm going to be upfront. I'm going to be honest here. With you going down to game three, a medical red shirt for you seems like a cinch with the NCAA. Have you made a decision one way or another if you're coming back for the 2023 season?
Yes. It's pretty much nothing to hide. I'll definitely end up leaving here as a doctor, so I'll be back another year most likely.
Woo!
So, as a seventh year... What and I don't even know what you're going to be taking for classes at that point. Do you have any idea?
None at all, man. I just retweeted a tweet. I don't know what movie it is, but it's like a quote. He says, some people go to college for 7 years. I don't know what.
Oh, it's Tommy Boy.
So I just, I don't know what classes I'll take. A lot of the guys took like a bunch of bowling classes like during their years here. So I didn't take any of those. So hopefully I can take like a bunch of bowling classes. And, just a bunch of PE classes or something, but I have no idea.
PE classes, like this is super slide.
Hey, don't hate on the bowling class, bro. That's a great class.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about Nebraska. Obviously, this is what that trophy, that trophy is played for. So you both played the 2020 game in Lincoln, where the squad was down nearly three dozen players due to COVID. So you walk away with a 24-17 victory. Talk about the mindset going into preparing for that game, knowing you're going to be down so many players. Maybe Chris will start with you.
That entire 2020 season was just like the entire year was just like out of whack. So it was just going into that game, it was like just another thing that just happened that year. But we knew regardless of who we had on the field, like the guys who showed up, they showed up that day, obviously we won. And we just enjoyed it, man. It's nothing better than, you know, going into an opponent's stadium and just winning like that. So it was awesome to win. There was really no crowd there, but it was still nice, man. We got the job done.
Yeah, what about for you, Brevin? Like, what was it like knowing that you're going to be down so many guys in that game?
Yeah, it was like a really weird feeling. So especially from the tight end room, we had Cole, Keith, Bryce Witham, Nick Callerup. Everyone, like, no one traveled. Like, it was me, Austin Henderson, and Seth Green converted to tight end for the week. So we had no guys. But it was one of those, like, hard-fought wins that you felt so relieved after, and it really just brought all those guys close together. And then when we got back and saw all those guys that were out with COVID and they came back, like, it was, like, it only helped our team grow closer. So it was pretty cool.
All right, so you mentioned, Chris, that there are no fans in the stadium, or like very limited
cardboard
fans.
Cutouts.
That's right. I forgot that there were cardboard cutouts.
How sad was that to kind of look at one way or another? Thinking?
It was so sad that entire season. Yeah. Like, it was really bad. Like,
especially Nebraska, because the last time we were there, I couldn't even hear myself think because they got that sellout crowd. You would, so like, just make, seeing it empty was just weird.
You would make like a big player score, and like there's literally no one to look at, or like no one to celebrate with. It's just, you just look at nothing, and then you just go back to the huddle. This is pretty much how it was.
All right, so you're pretty excited to get back there with, you know, fans back in the stadium, the environment back, etc. So you traveled the first time they played, so you've experienced it before, so you know. And what is it like, and how do you prepare younger guys for an environment like that, or like Penn State even, where it's just raucous and out there?
You know, when you're younger, it's kind of more of an intimidation factor, but I think once you get older, you really appreciate the atmosphere of college football.
All right, so so you're going to play Nebraska. You know, do you guys even know, or were you even aware of the trophy? Like, do you guys talk about it in the locker room? You know, this $5 bits of broken chair trophy, or is it not something that they even encourage?
It's definitely something that we've heard. It's not like the spotlight of things,
yeah.
But it's definitely something that we came across. I've asked many people, like, do we have a trophy with Nebraska or anything like that? And they've said, like, yeah, we do, but it's not like an official thing.
Sure.
So, like, it's definitely been, like, brought up. It's definitely been talked about, but it's just not, like, one of, like, the real trophies. But we can definitely make it a real trophy if we want to. So.
Yeah, okay, so take me through, like, you know, obviously with Iowa, Wisconsin, you know, Penn State, et cetera, some of these other schools. Does the trophy become part of the focal point of the focus of the week, or is it not really that much? It's just, you know, the reward at the end that you guys are all aware
especially
of.
Like a game like Iowa and Wisconsin where you know what you're playing for.
I feel like there's a lot of times, like, it's kind of one of those things that doesn't really need to be said. It's just really understood by everybody. It's kind of instilled in, like, the upperclassmen and things like that. Like, this is an important game, but at the same time, we got to treat it just like every other game of the season.
All right, so we'll kind of wrap up there. We'll do a little bit, one more fun kind of thing. What we're going to do here is we're going to do a snake draft, okay? We're going to draft our favorite or best restaurants around campus, okay? So nothing downtown, nothing on Eat Street, nothing in St. Paul and downtown, okay? We're talking Dinkytown, Stadium Village, East Bank, West Bank. You've all been here long enough, right? You should have been to a few of the restaurants.
And as Chris confirmed, he's going to be here for a seventh year.
Yes. Again, okay, so this is a snake draft. So, Chris, you're going to go first. Brevin, you're going to go second. Ryan's going to go third. I'm going to go last, and it's me, Ryan, Brevin, Chris. Okay, and we're going to do four rounds. So 16 total restaurants. Chris, you got the very first pick.
Frank and Andreas.
Okay. Brevin?
So for those that don't know about Frank and Andreas, like, what do you like about
Frank and Andreas? It's always been like the late night college snack.
You know, it's replaced Mesa or what?
It's way better than Mesa.
You watch your tone, young man.
I'm so sorry.
You guys gotta watch this.
No, I've been to Mesa a couple of times, but I think Frank is just that's my go-to place.
All right, what do you got next?
Brev, you got one too.
It's an easy one. Tony's Diner.
Mm. All right, so Tony's goes two. I'll go three. I'm going to say Annie's.
Annie's?
Yeah.
What, don't yeah, look no, at no, me. No, okay. Oh, I just feel like that's kind of a weak pick. I feel like you could have gotten that at least in the third round. I'm just saying.
I'm a little appalled by you right now.
All right, all right.
Who is the short man up here next to Chris and Brevin and myself?
Come on now. Come on now.
All right, okay. So you
got
one.
I'm literally trying to write these down. So I have to say that both my number one and my number two are still on the board. I have to admit. I did some work ahead of time, so you guys are all doing that off the top of your head. I did some work.
Okay.
All right. I got Al's Breakfast.
Yeah!
Thank
Fair
you.
Fair enough.
I've that is a there. Staple.
I don't think I've ever been to Al's.
How have you never...
That's the one with like three seats or four seats, right?
Every time I walk by booked. There, it's right across line out the door.
It's always booked.
It's worth the wait, guys.
Well, I suppose you guys don't have... like, you guys don't have mornings available, more
that's,
or less,
that's,
do you?
That's true. That's true. Man. Okay. Okay. And then next, I have Wally's. Okay, Wally's. You
all right, I'm glad to get this value in the second round, Swang Cheng.
What'd you get?
Oh, excuse me?
I couldn't hear you. Okay, sorry, my bad.
I'm just you're really testy tonight.
I am a testy.
What's wrong with my picks?
Nothing's wrong with your picks other than they're bad.
All right, Brevin, back to you. Second round, third pick.
I'm going to have to go with Blaze Pizza. I love Blaze Pizza.
I like Blaze Pizza.
Chris, you get 2-4 and then back on the turn at 3-1.
China Express right there in Dinky Town.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
first pick of the third round.
I feel like we can't pick Stubborn Herbs. It's like cheating.
It would all would have taken it. Something that's in my heart right now, especially lately, a Chipotle.
Ooh.
Well, I'm going to pick Mesa, even though it's the third pizza place being taken, because back in my day when I went to the University of Minnesota, that's what was the late night eat after a couple of 6, 7, 8 was you probably find your way to Mesa and get a little macaroni pizza.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mesa's valid for sure. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So I got two that I can close it out with. All right. I'm going to go with Bon Appetit. So the bun me sandwich, I like it. You got to get the fries. You also have to get the special dipping sauce. I'm big on that. And then I'm gonna go over to Como, and I'm gonna go Blue Door Pub.
Ooh, that's a good pick.
That's a good one.
Thank
that's
you.
A good pick.
That's
Thank
a great
you.
Pick.
That's a great late round pick.
He's over here like literally.
No, because I know what the last one was gonna be. Because I got to play like the sentimental one. Was Cafe 421. Was the date night spot back in my day, and that's actually like where I went on one of my first dates with my fiance now, and so I think it worked out just fine for me. So, since you guys are now as old as you are, all right, if you're looking for a little place to take them, Cafe 421 in Dinky Town is a nice little
all
spot.
All right, there we go.
All right, Brev, you got one more, and then Chris rounds it out.
I'm going to have to go at Gray's. Gray's, they got good. They have like a student brunch. So we'll go in there and go crazy on the buffet in there.
Ooh. A buffet is always a great value as a college student, for sure.
Are you a waffle or pancake guy?
Definitely pancakes. I don't like waffles that much.
All right.
Chris?
Depends on the mood.
How many things in your life depend on your mood?
It really depends on how I'm feeling.
So we have socks. We have now pancakes or waffles.
Because I love both. I love both pancakes and waffles.
And high and low socks, obviously.
Say you're really happy.
Really happy? I feel like that's a waffle type day.
So he like waffles.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, what's your... Wait. He's got one more pick?
Yeah, Chris has got one more pick.
Close
then,
out, Chris.
Yep.
Last pick in the fourth round.
As we've discussed, and I'll continue to bring up, you are that old now where you should have had sufficient enough time to try out enough people.
You like my burger, don't you?
We're pretty basic guy, so I can say my burger, or I could possibly go Noodles and Company.
This is a draft, bro. You got one pick.
I'm going to go my burger. My burger.
I got like a list of literally one like RIP restaurants here that I want to like shout out, but they aren't around anymore. Yeah. You know, like Campus Pizza, Big Ten Subs. Now I'm really dating myself.
Yeah, yes, we are. Well, we're old men at this point. Or even
Big
Ten.
Ten Subs.
Yeah.
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 Cafe 421. It's gone? Oh. You so like literally the whole draft is invalid because you don't know anything.
What did that? I'm gonna need a little time.
It's been gone.
It's
so you let me say that, didn't say anything, and then you just.
I don't know. Like you ever been in like a fantasy draft and somebody drafts somebody that's not playing?
Sheesh. You let him. Yeah, absolutely. You let him take it.
Take it. You can have it.
We got to take this to Twitter and then we'll let everybody vote on who had the best. All right. So I think that's pretty much all we got. We should probably plug the fact that the people that are listening, you should still donate.
Yes, to BrokenChairTrophy.com. Again, support Casey O'Brien's Team 1-4. They are doing exceptional work there. Casey, I know I've seen him out here in the audience tonight. What he's doing and trying to raise all that money for that new wing is going to be incredible. Again, it goes towards such a great cause.
Yes.
Again, all you have to do is go to BrokenChairTrophy.com. You can see the link there to donate to Casey's, what he's got going on, and we would love to see that mark, I believe, cross the $20,000 mark before that Nebraska game on Saturday. And even if you listen to this after that, please go to BrokenChairTrophy.com and donate.
Yeah, and we have an episode with Casey where we talk about the fact, you know, what he's doing, you know, what he's doing with Team 1-4, you know, kind of his story and his journey and, you know, how he's tied it into this Broken Chair Trophy charity. Again, go to Broken Chair Trophy. Is it .org or .com? .org?
.com.
All right. Again, want to thank everybody for listening. We appreciate all of you listening. Again, if we do one of these live events, come out next time.
Because then you'll know, as Chris Ottman-Bell broke here at Stubb & Herbs, the man will be returning for a seventh season. Yeah.